The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We've all seen the disgusting and reprehensible anti-Semitism around the country, particularly on college and university campuses across the country. At Columbia University, pro-Hamas students have taken over the university. So what does this mean for the future of the country when our future judges, prosecutors, and doctors are cheering on terrorism? What are the foreign policy implications as Joe Biden seems to be more concerned about winning over Dearborn, Michigan than standing with Israel? We're going to talk to Congressman Wesley Hunt, who represents the 38th Congressional District in Texas. After West Point, he went on to serve 8 years in the Army as an aviation branch officer and helicopter pilot. He also serves as a co-chair of the Black Jewish Caucus. So he's the perfect person to get into all of this with. He also serves on the Judiciary Committee, so we're going to talk to him about just the weaponization of government and this New York City Trump trial as well. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Congressman Wesley Hunt, a patriot and someone who's standing up for the truth. Well, Congressman Hunt, it's an honor to have you on the show. It's the first time having you on, so I really appreciate you making the time, and I'm looking forward to hearing your perspective.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you for having me on. I mean that.
Thank you, sir. You serve as the co-chair of the Black Jewish Caucus. You know, right now we're seeing rampant anti-Semitism in the country, and particularly on, you know, college and university campuses across the country. Why was that important to you to join that caucus and to serve as a co-chair?
Yeah, it's really important to me because I have a lot of Jewish American friends that I've grown up with in middle school and in high school. And then also when I went to Cornell University for grad school, my best friends were actually from Israel. And they took me to Israel twice, 2 years in a row during Passover while I was getting my advanced degrees. And so when I saw the culture, the people, understanding that that is our only true ally in that region. And as somebody that's like myself, that's a combat veteran. I spent 2 years in Saudi Arabia. I spent a year in Iraq. I understand the region very well. What I know is that our allegiance to Israel must be unflappable. So what I'm seeing right now in the country is actually a derelict of duty for what is our greatest ally in that region and has been our ally for decades. So the indoctrination that we're seeing on these campuses, even Cornell, like my alma mater, I was actually the first person in the country to send the president of Cornell a letter a few months back asking these questions as to what are they teaching our children? Why do these Jewish American students feel unsafe while being on campus? And what are you going to do about it? I also applaud the efforts of my colleague, Elise Stefanik. She's done a great job in pointing out the hypocrisy of the left and how they don't want to protect Jewish American students and the rise of anti-Semitism, not just on college campuses, but in this country. So this is an issue that's near and dear to my heart because of my friends and people that I consider family that are Jewish Americans that live in my district, that I grew up with, that I am friends with, that I studied with, that I went to West Point with. And if we don't stand by them, then we stand for nothing.
I totally agree. You know, and sir, we're seeing chants from, you know, Columbia University calling for Hamas to make them proud, to take another soldier out, to burn Tel Aviv to the ground. And what's concerning, I mean, these are the future generation of our country, you know, doctors, prosecutors, and judges who are openly cheering for terrorists. I guess, how did we get here as a country where, you know, we have young people cheering for terrorists?
And they're also chanting death to Americans. And I would say something else that's even more concerning than what you just asked me. I have colleagues, Democrat colleagues, that won't even say anything about these students chanting death to America. They won't dissociate themselves from it. Mum is the word to these people. So how are you possibly serving this country and defending our republic, our constitutional republic, if you can't even disavow the nasty words of death to America and death to our allies and down with Tel Aviv? It's absolutely ridiculous. How we got here, ma'am? It's very easy. This is how Marxism and communism works. It rears its ugly head about every 40 years in this country. And this is an effort to divide this country, not just along anti-Semitic lines, but also racial lines that we are seeing every single day. And right now, it's up to brave, freedom-loving Americans to say, we are all in this boat together. We have to band together, come together, and hate has no place in this country, especially anti-Semitism. And look, we're on this boat together. And if we don't figure out how we as Americans, not Black Americans, white Americans, Jewish Americans, Hispanic Americans, we as Americans can stand together and stand against hate, then we're gonna have a problem. But the good thing is, ma'am, there's people like you, there's people like me that will fight against this every single day. And trust me, we're gonna be okay. But now the left is exposing who they really are. And I really am glad the country is seeing it.
Has that impacted sort of, you know, the halls of Congress? You know, I'd point out some of your colleagues, you know, Ilhan Omar's daughter, you know, for instance, you know, was involved in some of this. I believe it was at, you know, Columbia University. You've got like Rashida Tlaib, you know, sort of refusing to condemn a lot of this. And not only that, but, you know, saying chants like, you know, from the river to the sea, you know, trying to essentially eliminate Israel from this earth. Has that like been weird in like the halls of Congress? I mean, have you sort of seen those divisions play out?
I see it play out every single day. And the weirder thing about it is the left won't report on this. You know, you can imagine this. The last year has been kind of an interesting year for the Republican Party. We're on our second speaker. We now have a one or two seat majority, a very slim margin. And I tell you what, we as Republicans can argue and bicker over who should be our leader. But let me tell you what makes for a really uncomfortable Thanksgiving dinner. When you are a Jewish Democrat and you have people in your own caucus that are behaving this way, that basically want you gone, I can't imagine what that feels like. I would much rather be voting for a new speaker than try to figure out whether or not the river to the sea is acceptable to say in the halls of Congress. And so I hope the left sees how crazy and how radical the far left faction is. And it is the Jamal Bowmans. It is Rashida Tlaib. It is Ilhan Omar. It is AOC. It is the squad. It's Cori Bush. It is all of them. And by the way, it's not just a squad. It's the squad plus a few more as well. What I can say as a Republican is that as a caucus, we stand in unity with Israel. Every single person in the Republican Party stands with Israel. The questions that we offer is, if we're going to give aid to other countries, we can't continue to deficit spend. And that's where the issue comes with some of my colleagues. But the issue is not an ideological conversation as to whether or not we should or shouldn't support Israel, because our party does unequivocally.
You know, but then you've got, you know, Joe Biden palling around with, you know, sort of the squad, right? I mean, AOC has been a surrogate for him. So I guess, you know, how does he sort of, I mean, he's part of that now, is he not?
Joe Biden's a part of a lot of things, ma'am, but I can tell you one thing. I'm not quite sure he has any idea what's going on, or even if he knows who AOC is at this point, because he has really big problems. You see, he has problems with that faction of the Democrat Party, that far left, the squad, those liberals that are, I call them the Hamas squad. He has problems with them, but also by supporting them, he also has problems with Jewish Democrats. So how do you square that? If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. This guy has no spine. He has no true north. And the good thing that I could say about us is we stand with Israel. Next question. But now he's trying to play footsies with both sides. And in November, he's going to have a problem with both of them.
We've got to take a quick commercial break. More with Congressman Hunt on the other side.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You know, and it's frustrating, too. I mean, he launched his candidacy off of Charlottesville in 2020. I mean, he said it was about the soul of our nation, about the core values of our nation. You know, I mean, at this point, you know, what are Joe Biden's core values as he sort of refuses to give a full-throated denouncement of what we've seen?
I mean, his core values, I mean, I don't know, chocolate chip ice cream? I mean, I don't know, ma'am. This guy has no true north. My dad uses the word jellyback. This guy will do anything and do whatever it takes to placate whoever is in the room at that moment. And so when you have a weak, feckless leader like this that stands for nothing, this is the reason why our standing in the world is what it is. This is why we don't have any respect. This is why we're on the verge of World War III. And by the way, a couple of years ago when President Trump was in office, we weren't having these conversations. And while some people may disagree with the stances that President Trump took here or there, what you did know is you knew exactly where he stood, and you can respect that because he stood for something, and he stood for America first. So Joe Biden, as I said earlier, is going to have a real problem on his hand. He's going to have a real turnout problem here in November, because you're going to have Jewish Americans that have traditionally voted Democrat are going to look at this and they're going to say, you're not standing for Israel. And then you're going to have the Hamas caucus that's saying, well, you're not standing for Palestine. And then he's going to be stuck in the middle. And I tell you what, you don't want to be clowns on the left and clowns on the right with this guy, because he is going to be fighting for these votes in November. And guess what? I think this is going to bode very well for us on November the 5th, because, again, you got to pick a side. You got to stand with it. And you have to show that you believe in standing for the American people and the American values, regardless of their race, religion, color, or creed.
It's sort of astonishing. You know, the anti-Semitism that is seemingly allowed in the country. You know, this Jewish NYU Stern School business professor, Scott Galloway, was on MSNBC recently. And he said, I can tell you, if I went into the NYU square with a white hood on and said, lynch the blacks or burn the gays, my ID would be shut off by that night. Sort of, what do you make of that statement? And why is, you know, hatred seemingly allowed when, you know, it's directed at the Jewish people?
Well, that's actually what I talked about in my judiciary hearing in the letter that I sent to a, a, to a Cornell. And that's, you know, I've been black for my entire life. So I'm sitting here watching this, and I think to myself, oh my gosh, what if this would be happening to the black community? Everybody would turn their social media profiles to a black dot. Everyone would be freaking out, and everyone would be rioting and looting in the streets to defend black people, so that liberals can just spurn off how they think they feel about black people and tell us how to think and all this kind of stuff, instead of just looking back and saying, you know, hatred is hatred. You don't get to behave this way just because somebody is black. You don't get to chant anti-Semitic stuff because they are a lighter hue than black people. Hatred is hatred no matter what. We have always in this country tried our best to defend the minority to the best of our ability, especially over the last few decades. So why would anti-Semitism be any different just because they have a lighter hue than me? What I want to see is every single American treated fairly at all times. I'm done with the virtue signaling. We are all in this boat together. And that means that Jewish Americans get treated just like black Americans on campus.
You know, as you mentioned, you're a combat veteran. You know, right now the Biden administration, or at least reportedly, is looking to cut aid to an IDF battalion. Yet before the October 7th terror attacks, the administration unfroze $6 billion to Iran, announced it on September 11th. And then even after the terror attacks, the administration's waived certain sanctions for Iran. So, I mean, it seems to me that this administration's putting our country at risk, putting Israel at risk, putting the world at risk, so he can win some votes in Dearborn, Michigan. Is that how you read it?
Make no mistake about it. Joe Biden funded this attack. Joe Biden and his administration funded this attack. When President Trump was president, Iran was broke. They couldn't afford an attack like this anymore. But when you release $6 billion and then wink, wink, you say it's going to be for humanitarian aid only, and we're going to pay attention to that. Oh, okay, so Hezbollah and Hamas is going to adhere to that. What are you smoking? And so this is why I always tell, especially the people in my district, just how important the next 6 months are. If you want to see the end of all of the turmoil going on in the world today, please vote accordingly. If you want the Abraham Accords back, if you want to see acts like us moving the embassy to Jerusalem, if you want to see Iran not have a path to nuclear weapons, and then also if you don't want to see pallets of cash being dropped off to them so that they can fund terror, if you want to see all of this stop, you have to vote for President Trump in November. And Joe Biden is proving what wrong looks like. This is an opportunity. We had 4 years of one guy. We've had 4 years of the other guy. And this is one of the first times in modern history that we could compare them and we could say, was the world better off with President Trump or with the disaster that we have seen for the past few years with Joe Biden? That's a very easy answer.
You know, and to your point, I mean, that's kind of how you view foreign policy, in the sense of, you know, it really comes down to sort of human instincts, right? And when you've got, you know, sort of these authoritarians, these terrorists looking at Joe Biden, I mean, they just sniff out weakness. And, you know, so the only way to go back to a safer, more stabilized world is having someone who, you know, they fear, right?
You are correct.
And that was Trump.
You are correct. And the phrase is peace through strength. That simple. It's peace through strength. Let me tell you something, man. We live in the attitude era of the world right now. I tell you, Xi Jinping, he doesn't really care about anything but China and himself. Vladimir Putin doesn't care about anything. Anybody doesn't care about anyone but himself or Russia. The Ayatollahs in Iran, you know where they're at. The leaders of Hezbollah and Hamas, you know where they're at. I mean, there are some real bad dudes that want to do bad things to the world. And so when you have a leader like Joe Biden that these strong men don't respect, that's why you're seeing all the turmoil in the world today. Joe Biden is the weakest president that we have seen since Jimmy Carter, and he has him beat. And for the record, our vice president is exponentially worse. So we are in trouble right now. And so this is why a guy like President Trump coming back into the fray to insert stability in the world is what must happen. This is not even about America wanting this. Trust me, believe me, the world wants President Trump back. And now that we have a binary choice, again, it's up to us as a country to choose wisely.
I wholeheartedly agree with everything you just said. I also want to get, you know, you serve on the Judiciary Committee, and we have seen just the weaponization of government aimed directly at Donald Trump. I mean, he's standing trial right now. in New York City, facing numerous charges throughout the country. What have you learned through your time on the Judiciary Committee, and sort of what concerns you the most about, you know, this direction that we are heading in?
What concerns me the most is the weaponization of these three-letter agencies against our fellow Americans. You know, I had the privilege of riding with President Trump on his plane a few months back, and he said something to me that I will never forget. He said, "Wesley, they are not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way." And no truer words have ever been spoken. You're looking at what's happening in New York right now with this Alvin Bragg case and Alvin Bragg in general. It's just a complete joke. I mean, these are leftist judges that have hijacked our judicial system and weaponizing it against a former president of these United States of America. And the current case that he's going through right now is actually known as the ghost case because no one wanted to take it up. But why are they taking it up now? Well, I have the answer for that, because the election is 6 months away and they are trying to hamstring this man and not allow him to campaign across this country to get our country back, because they're trying to keep him held up in court. They won't even let him go to his son's high school graduation. If America doesn't understand what's going on, and if they could do this to a former president, imagine what they can do to us. And so sitting on the House Judiciary Committee with Jim Jordan for me has been an eye-opening experience. And we're talking about the ATF, and we're talking about the FBI, and we're talking about the DOJ. It is terrifying to see what's happening. What I love about what's happening, though, on the flip side is, again, Americans are seeing what's happening to President Trump. We all know this is a bunch of crap. And they're like, you know what? I absolutely cannot continue to support this. The persecution of a former president of this country and even taking away his presidential immunity. What are we talking about here? We are behaving like a banana republic. So the left crazies, they're not going to vote for us. But I tell you what, the independents that I've talked to, they're paying very close attention to this and seeing what's happening with President Trump in this case, keeping him in court while he should be campaigning, this ridiculous gag order, this jury selection process. It's been a complete sham. President Trump will sustain this and he will be okay. And thank God he's willing to hang in the fray to do this, because he is going to be the example and the beacon of light to save Americans for the future.
We've got to take a quick commercial break. More with Congressman Hunt on the other side.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and frauds to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from selected past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look, and HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's healthlock.com.
Yeah, I was heartened to see, I think it was an AP poll that found only, you know, I think it was like 1 in 3 Americans believe that he did anything wrong, which, you know, shouldn't even be that much. But, you know, it seems like particularly with this current trial that he's facing, you know, people sort of sniff out that it's BS.
Yes. Yes. And like, and by the way, those 1 in 3 are people that are off the reservation. I mean, those are the river to the people, you know. Like, you're never going to get them. But I'm talking about regular, just freedom-loving Americans that they may identify as Democrat, Independent, Republican, whatever, but they're looking at this and they're saying, this is just not right.
You know, where do you think the 2024 election is heading?
In terms of the presidency?
Yeah, in terms of the presidency and House and Senate, just, you know, at large for Republicans.
Well, I think our biggest opportunities are actually with on top of the ticket and our Senate. The Senate maps for us look very good. I think we have a very good chance of taking back the Senate. If you're looking at polling right now and swing states at this juncture, President Trump is doing extraordinarily well. In fact, he's doing probably the best that we've seen running against an incumbent in modern history. So that actually gives me a lot of hope for the future and realizing that people are waking up, and I think President Trump is going to be just fine. Also, the American public realized something that's very important. If Joe Biden gets back in office, he's going to last about a year to a year and a half, and rest assured, Kamala Harris is going to take his place in the next 4 years, given his cognitive decline and his age and his ability, quite frankly, to not operate and do basic tasks like speak. So really, a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris. That's an absolute unmitigated disaster. So that's the choice that we have here in November, and I think we're going to do just fine. We'll see what happens in the House. This is going to be a turnout conversation. I really hope we are able to keep the House and grow our majority. That's what I care the most about. But at the end of the day, if we have 2 out of 3, that's a win for the American people.
We've seen a lot of turmoil in the House, a lot of leadership changes. Do you think that will impact you know, the way people vote, and why do you think there's been so much turmoil in the House between Republicans?
Yeah, of course it's going to impact it. And the American people are watching us. You know, we're on our second speaker, and even he's now being threatened again with the motion to vacate. Quite frankly, for some reasons, I actually kind of understand why. But when you look at us only attaining a 4-seat majority when we're hoping for something way bigger, it makes it very, very difficult to govern at that point. You're basically looking at a 50-50 House, a 50-50 Senate, but still leaning Democrat, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. So with the 4-seat majority, now a 2-seat majority. And so we are basically, you know, 2 members from having a bad case of food poisoning one night from not even being in the majority anymore. It just makes it very difficult to govern. I don't know the last time that it was like this, but that really explains that. You got to have a 15 to 20 seat majority to be able to govern the way that past houses have governed. But with a 1-2-seat majority, it just makes it very difficult.
No, I agree with that. You know, Star, I've really enjoyed this interview. Before we go, is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
I want to leave you with some hope here. And thank you so much for having me on. I am very optimistic about the future of the country. I know it seems like this is a complete mess, but the day is always darkest before the dawn. This country has been through way worse. And I can assure you that when President Trump comes back here in November, we're going to start reversing the course of this country. We have been governing, unfortunately, through executive fiat for the past few decades. And so what we do need from President Trump is to come in on day one, sign as many executive orders as possible to reverse course and get our country back. And I think that's what's going to happen. And I need everybody to fight tirelessly to make sure that we do just that, so we can have a future for our kids and our grandkids and to leave this country better than we found it.
Well, we'll leave it at that. Congressman Wesley Hunt, it's been an honor. I really appreciate you taking the time, sir.
Thank you for having me. You too. Really appreciate you.
That was Congressman Wesley Hunt. Appreciate him making the time. Appreciate you guys at home for listening every Monday and Thursday, but you can listen throughout the week. I want to thank John Cassio, my producer, for putting the show together. Until next time.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.